I appreciate giftings, don't you? And gifting in music is, the gift of music is just awesome. It's, praise God for that. I want to welcome those watching by Periscope today. That audience out there is growing, and people are interested in God's message of hope and restoration, His grace and His love for us. Praise the Lord. And I want you to stand this morning. We're going to do a little study today, starting out of Galatians. This church that Paul wrote to, Galatians chapter 1. I'm going to start there, then we're going to go over to verse 3 and maybe read a couple verses. Galatians 1 and look at verse 6. Galatians 1 and 6. Look at the strong words that Paul wrote and penned to the Galatian church. Look what he said here. Galatians 1, 6. I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in what? The grace of Christ. Paul said, I marvel. He just said, man, I'm so astounded that you would turn so soon, that you would turn so soon to the one that called you into the grace of Christ to what? A different gospel. And then he goes on to say this, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. Now, look over, if you will, to chapter 3. And look at verse 1. And look what he says here. Chapter 3, verse 1. Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified? This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Now look at this next verse. Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are you now beginning to be made perfect by the flesh or by the efforts of the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain? Hold up your Bibles this morning. Let's say it like we mean it today. Come on, say it like with Pastor. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. What it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess, my mind is clear. My heart is open to receive God's word. I will never be the same. Never, never the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn to somebody and say, keep walking in faith. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. When we really begin to understand the revelation of God's grace and unconditional love to us, it radically changes everything within our lives. When you have that full revelation, most of us, I'm going to say most of us, had grown up in a very legalistic religious system, even as we have known Christ, because most churches and the world especially are based on performance. You know, I work in the auto industry, and this weekend I was up at a Chrysler dealership, and we sold, while I was there hosting this event, we sold 39 cars. 39 cars in less than 2.5 days while I'm in this dealership. And you know what? It wasn't enough for them. It was more than enough for me, but it was not enough for them, because everything is based on performance. And what is so tempting about performance is it strokes our flesh. It really strokes our esteem. It kind of says, aha, I did it. I did it. Man, I made it happen. And, you know, when you work in the car business, most guys in the car business have super inflated egos. I mean, if you've ever been around them too long, if you ever go in that place, if you ever deal with a car dealer or deal with a sales guy, it's always this super inflated ego. And it's because it's so performance-based. And if they have somewhat of success, it's all about them. And so even in Christianity, what happens is we are so prone to get into performance-based instead of it being about Jesus and having our identity found in Him and not in ourselves. Yeah. See, our identity is in him because he did the performance on the cross, as Jeff just sung about, rose from the dead. And what we do is we're just benefactors of it, not by works, but by faith. Amen. We are walking and living here by faith. And if it's not faith, it goes back to works. And that's why the Bible says if it's not by faith, it's sin. It's by works. It's by efforts. You know, God doesn't desire us to, you know, try to make it happen. God says, look, I made it happen. Just live in faith. It's by faith that things happen. It's by faith, and that's exactly what he's told these Galatians. So what happened is people come in, because when you come in and you hear, you know, a mixture of law and grace, you're always prone most of the time to go to the law. Because it sounds so good, now I get to do something. And if I can just do something, man, it makes me feel good. You know, I'm so happy about it, I did something. Instead of, no, it's not about us doing, it's about he did. And because he did, amen, I receive what he did, and my faith is just released. And that's why he said, did you do these works, you know, did you see these miracles by works, or did you see them by faith? Look at that verse. Let's back up a little bit. I think it's verse 2 there. Look at verse 2 here in chapter 3. This only I want you to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? How did you receive the Spirit? Did you receive it by working the law and by trying to performance base? Or did you simply receive it by faith? Well, you received it by faith, didn't you? Look at the next verse. Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? Drop on down. Having you suffered so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain? Therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law? He who supplies the Spirit and works miracles among us, is it by the law? Is it by the working of the law? Or is it by what? The hearing of faith. Well, guess what it's by? It's by the hearing of faith. Amen. It's by a self non-effort that we see God do it, and then God receives all the glory. Oh my gosh. Thank you for your enthusiasm this morning. Amen. Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Hallelujah. I appreciate that, man. Amen. I know you do, brother. So, you know, what happens so many times, and what we have to understand is that God's grace never changes. It is never changeable. You can't change it. It is unending. It never runs out. It's always there. And when we receive that abundance of grace and that gift of righteousness, what? We reign in life. Amen. Man, that is so good. You know, God's grace is real. It equips us to enjoy life, to relax, and to walk by faith, and to just see miracle after miracle take place in our life, because we're relying upon the finished work of Christ and not our effort or our work to try to see it happen. And then some people, they get so caught up in the work thing, and you know, and they just think, boy, I really moved God today. Well, God moved 2,000 years ago. You're just having to be a benefactor of what God did. And then you receive everything what God did by faith. Amen. But it always makes us feel good. You know, I don't want to be pleasing to myself. I want to be pleasing to the Lord. I want my life to be pleasing to God, not myself, or say, wow, I really did good today. You know, because when I do that, I get tripped up all the time. Amen. So look what Hebrews 13:8-9 says. Your heart needs to be established in grace. Your heart needs to be established in God's grace, his unconditional love and favor for you. That's where your heart needs to be established at. In God's grace, the revelation, the full revelation of what Jesus has done, and that grace is unending and it never changes. Look what he says. Hebrews 13:8-9. Jesus Christ, who is grace, is the same what? Forever. His grace, Christ, never ever changes. It never changes. It's unending. It's still the same. Do you know people change? Some for the good. Thank you, Lord. Some for the bad. And then some remain the same. I've got a brother. He has not changed. He's 70 years old, and he's still 17. When we lived in Florida for many years, we had people down there in their 80s and 90s still partying like they were a teenager. Some things never change. Hello? And then some do. Some places change. There was an old John Lennon song years ago about that. Do you remember that song about, you're not that old, brother. about how things change and people change and places change, you know? And it's true, but Jesus never changes. He is the same. Isn't that awesome? You know, when you get up in the morning, God's going to be the same as he was yesterday, today, and forever. He's never going to change. He's never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. He's always going to be there for you. He is a good, good father. Amen? And he never, ever changes. He's always there, always constantly providing for us, always caring for us. We were talking about the girls on the way home and just the different things that we've been able to help them with over the years. And I thought, what a blessing it is. How many like blessing your kids? Come on, how many like blessing your kids? Man, it's awesome. Maybe you got some nieces and nephews. Anybody like blessing them? You know, blessing those nieces? I don't know about you, but I love to give. It's just something about giving and blessing. And it's just, I think it's just a part of our makeup. It's what God put in us. Amen? And that's the way God is. God is constantly giving, and he never runs out of grace, and he never runs out of love for you, and he never changes. Woo! Praise God. Man, people are fickle. They are so fickle in their mind and in their brain. One minute is here, one minute is there, one minute is, you know what? God is not, I'm glad he's not. I am glad he is not. Man, he loves you when you mess up. He loves you if you get an F on your test. Hello? That's good for some of you Karis Bible College students. He loves you, amen. Anyway, praise God. He cares about you. He is so incredibly giving. Bible says he daily loads us with benefits. Every day. When you get up, just look at the benefits around you and all the good things that he's provided. You know, I've had a desire to go to Alaska for years and didn't even know how I was ever going to get there. Didn't even think about it too much. A guy calls me on the phone and says, hey, I need you to go to Alaska for us. I said, wow, Holly didn't care, but she didn't like cold. She didn't like snow. She didn't like mountains that much. She likes a beach. You know, life's a beach for her. For me, it's a trout stream. I'm like, all right, you know, we're on opposites there, but we love each other. Thank God for grace. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You know, it's all right. Praise the Lord. And I just happened to pack my fly rod somehow. We'll let you know. Praise God. Look at the next verse. This is good. Do not be carried about with various and strange doctrines. Do not be, grace is so simple, so elegant, just so easy, so refreshing. But people get caught up in all types of various doctrines and teaching, and there's nothing wrong with doctrine. We need doctrine. Doctrine is good. Grace is a doctrine. It's good. Hello? It's a teaching. That's what that is. But there's strange and various ones out there. Hello? For it is good that the heart be established. How? How is your heart established? It's established by grace. That's why God wants our hearts set on his grace for us. Don't get off of that. And that's exactly what someone came into the Galatia church and says, hey, you know what? You need to add this and add this and add this and have a little bit of that. And boy, things are going to work out. That's what was going on. And Paul said, hey, who has so easily bewitched you? Who has removed you from the simplicity, from the gospel? You know, this week on Facebook, I talked about, you know, our mind can be so corrupted by the simple simplicity that's in Christ. Don't let your mind be corrupted. Amen. It's simple, but so profound. That's what my KIS, keep it simple, right? That the heart be established, not with foods which have not been profited, those who have been occupied with them. Wow, we have an altar from that which those who serve the tabernacle have no right to eat. We have a full plate of grace. Full plate. Isn't it awesome? Amen. And you can just go up and partake of it, and there's no calories in it. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. No calories there. You just partake of it and receive it. And it's a full plate. Everything's spread out there. Your healing is provided there. Your finances are provided there. Love is provided there. Joy is already there. It's a full plate. It's a full meal deal. It is. It is so awesome. Amen. You know, the world and churches teach many concepts and push various philosophies on people, right? Not all of these line up with God's teaching of faith, His Word, and grace. And they want to put it on you, man. Listen to what John 1:14 says. The Word became flesh and lived among us. The Word became flesh. The Word became alive. The spoken Word became alive and lived among us. Amen. It took 2,000 years to people to speak it out and believe it for it to manifest. Because God was looking for somebody to just speak it and believe it. And when they finally spoke it and believe it, Mary said, "Be it unto me according to your word." And the word became flesh. The word was manifested. Amen. The word always, 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 the response of the word is a manifestation. When we respond to it in faith, there's always a manifestation. Always. Sometimes it takes a little more time. Hello. But there's always a manifestation. During that time is where our patience is developed in faith. Amen. To receive everything God has provided for us. But there's always a manifestation when the word is spoken. When you speak it and stand on it, there's always going to be a manifestation of it. Praise God. And the Word, Jesus, became flesh and dwelt among us. And verse 17 says what? He was full of what? Full of what? Look at verse 17. Drop on down. Amen. Full of what? Grace and truth. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through what? Jesus Christ. And then verse 14 says he was full of it. Full of it. Praise God. That's how God has you this morning. God has you full of it. What? Grace and truth. God, better clarify that, right? Amen. You are. Oh, my gosh, man. See, grace is more than a doctrine. It's more than a message. It's more than a curriculum or a teaching. Grace is Jesus. That's who grace is. Grace is Jesus. Amen. Never ending, always the same, never changing. Amen? So we get in that word and we allow that word to get in us. And the Bible says we actually study. We study to show ourselves approved. That's what Paul told Timothy. He said, get in the word. Look at 2 Timothy 2:15. Look in the Amplified. Let's see if we can put the Amplified up. I'm working Aaron back there this morning. But Aaron, you do a great job, buddy. I am so thankful for you. Aaron is ever faithful in what he does. He's kind of like Jesus. He's ever faithful in what he does. Amen. And I know God's blessing you and helping you, and I'm so thankful for you, buddy. Amen. Study and be eager and do your uttermost to present yourself to God, approved, tested by trial, a workman who has no cause to be ashamed, correctly analyzing and accurately dividing and rightly handling and what? Skillfully teaching the word of truth. Praise God. Wow, the way we analyze and divide the word determines how we think. The way we analyze and divide the word determines how we think. And if you don't have a clear understanding of what God's word is saying and who it's written to, you'll get caught up in a performance mentality and Old Testament concepts that has nothing to do with grace and actually nullifies grace. And that's what he was telling to the Galatians. He says, have you not fallen from grace? When we attribute falling from grace, we think of some sin. No sin's been taken care of by Jesus. Well, there's still sin, but all of it's been taken care of. People just don't know it has been taken care of yet. And so they're still wanting to sin. Somebody say amen. But when we understand the revelation of the word and God's grace, and we begin to think and line our thinking up with God's grace and his unconditional love for us, because how we think determines what we believe, and what we believe determines how we live. What you believe is going to determine how you live. And God wants you to live abundant life. Anybody want to live abundant life? Oh, just one, just me, man. Anybody want to live abundant life? Abundant life, full of grace, full of God's truth, full of the word in your life, full of having impact on other people's life. Praise God. A sweatless anointing. I love sweatless anointing, man. No effort put in there. Just thank you, Lord. I believe. I receive. Thank you, Lord. Your word is working. Amen. The Bible says God has given everything that we need that pertains to life and godliness, 2 Peter 1:3. We have everything already that we need that pertains to life and godliness, and the way it's manifested in this life is by faith in that word, by speaking that word. And when God calls us to do something or go somewhere, he's already given us the work, to the everything we need to accomplish that task. Jesus is grace and truth, so knowledge of him is knowledge of grace. Wow. Amen. The Bible says also, Ephesians 1:3, you guys know this verse, you've been here around long enough, he has blessed us with a few spiritual blessings. Oh, gosh. He has blessed us with what? Ephesians 1:3, what? What? Every spiritual blessings in the heavenly places, where? In Christ. How many of you are in Christ today? That's where you are. Where are the blessings at? In Christ. Where are you at? In Christ. You're in the same place the blessing is. You're not trying to get the blessing. The blessing's in you. The blessing's in you because you're in Jesus. You're not trying to get blessed. You're already blessed. Amen. Because he's blessed, he's in you, and the blessing's in you, and so you're blessed. And if you're blessed, you're blessed. Turn to somebody and say, I'm blessed. Because the blessing is where? Out there, I'm trying to get it, I'm working for it. Oh, no, I'm already blessed because the blessing's in me. Our faith in the word connects us to God's grace. Our faith in the word connects us. Man, it's just that faith, that simple believing in God's word. We have access by faith into his grace. Hello? Romans 5:2. We have access by faith into his grace. Through Christ, we have our entrance by faith into, listen, God's favor, the Amplified. God's favor. We have access by God into God's favor. How? By faith. Look at this. Through him also we have our access, entrance, introduction by faith into what? This grace state of God's favor. God's favor is on you, in you. Surrounds you like a shield. Praise God. You have access how? By faith, by living in faith, by trying to get there. No, by living there. Living simply by faith. We always are wanting to do something. And God says, no, I did something. The only thing you need to do is believe something. What do you believe? I believe the word. And what your word says is I'm favored. Praise God. Turn to somebody and say, you are favored. Favored. Say, favor is all over you. Say, you are anointed with favor today. Wherever you go, favor's all over you. Favor's showing up. Favor's opening the door. Favor's just working on your behalf. You don't have to sweat it. Amen. Because favor's working for you. Man, this is so good. Praise God, man. Hallelujah. It's like, oh, let's push a little more, push a little more, push a little more. Now I'm going to rest a little more, rest a little more, rest a little more, because God's pushing and working for me. Amen. Favor's on me. Favor's on you. I want you to clear out of your mouth, favor is on me and my family today and every day. I live by faith, not by sight. I'm walking in faith. Living in faith, I am favored. No doubt about it. In Jesus' name, I receive all of it. Everything. Hallelujah. By faith today. Woo! Turn somebody. Yes. Amen. Give me some hand clap of praise. Amen. Turn somebody. Say, that makes me feel good all over. Better than any place else. Wow, man, God is so good. So we achieve a balance between that grace and faith. By grace we are saved through faith, not of ourselves, not of our efforts, not of our sweat, but all about Jesus. Amen. It is of faith that it might be an unmerited favor to the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed, the Bible says. Romans 4:16. Just read now the Amplified. This holds true for those under the law as well as those who have the faith of Abraham. Inheriting the promise is the outcome of faith. That's the outcome. What's the outcome? The outcome of faith is inheriting all the promises we have. That's a good one, man. We inherit all the promises. That's the outcome. What's the outcome? The outcome is inheriting everything God's promised for me in Christ Jesus. That's why I said all the promises in him are yes and maybe. Yes, and once in a while. Yes, maybe a year from now, maybe once a week, maybe, you know, no, all the promise. And then we know faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, praise God. So we get in that word, amen. The word is developing within us, it's transforming us, we're listening to it, we're hearing it, we're meditating on it, we're chewing it, amen. And that word is changing, it's transforming us into everything that God has for us and everything God's provided for us. Amen. We get our thoughts lined up with grace, and we get our hearts lined up with grace, and we're established in it. Man, and things just happen. Hallelujah. Grace always flows through humility. God resists the proud, the Bible says, but gives grace to the humble. What does that mean? I'm not in the picture. It's not about my effort. It's all about Jesus. How do you know when you're humble? When you're pointing it to the Lord and not to yourself. You know what? Point it to God. Point it to Jesus. Give him the glory. Give him the credit. Say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for everything. Amen. And we walk in that grace that God has for us. We walk into what God has already provided for us. Praise the Lord. And it's not that hard. We just live it. We live it by the word, man. If the word says it, I'm going to take it. I'm going to respond to it. I'm going to live it. I'm going to rest in it. I know God's got it worked out. Turn to somebody right now and say, you just quit stressing about that. Come on, turn to them and say, quit stressing about it. Some of you so get so stressed, man. We are so prone, because we live in this earth suit, to get so stressed by stuff that we hear, see, feel, or think. And you know, it kind of weighs us down. And we go through this day and we're just, you know, we haven't even thought about praying in the Spirit or giving it over to the Lord like we should. We just allow it to accumulate in our life and keep on weighing us down. And somebody says, how are you doing? I say, well, I'm doing okay under the circumstances. And you want to look at them and say, man, what are you doing under there? You're supposed to be on top of them. You realize Jesus is on top, not underneath them. You understand that, right? You got that, right? Right? Who are you? You are seated with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now, I'm telling you, God's got it worked on your behalf already, so you quit worrying about it. Amen. God's got you. Turn to somebody and says, God has got you. No, I want you to really look him between the eyeball and say, God has got you. He's got you. Amen. He has got you. And y'all just, come on, somebody. Amen. You know, we just allow this stuff of this world to get so caught up in that, man, just caught up in the rat race and all the stuff that we have to do and all that. And I understand that, you know. I do what I do so I can do what I do right now. You know, I do what I do. I go to Alaska. I go to Michigan. I go to New York. I go all these places so I can do what I do right now, so I can feed you a word of encouragement and God's grace, because I want you to grow thereby, because I love you and I care for you. Amen. I love my family. I want to make sure they're provided for. And I got a daughter that's getting married. And when you have three girls, they cost you money. I felt, you know, you spell girls, M-O-N-E-Y. So, you know, it's just like, that's the way it is. And I'm so thankful for them. Praise God. But I'm telling you, and then I got a daddy's heart. I got an Abba Father's heart. I'm just a giving dad. What can I say? They're blessed. You know, and I want to bless them. And you should feel the same way about your kids, you know. We teach them right. We grow them right. We teach them responsibilities. Hopefully they'll receive that, right? Amen. But you have a giving heart. You have a daddy's heart. You have a daddy's heart. It's just something about daddy's heart, man. Just what it is. So, anyway, stand this morning. Praise God. How are you walking today? How are you walking? Are you walking by faith? Are you walking by faith? Are you walking, you know, by sight? Are you walking by feelings? Are you walking? Boy, we can walk by feelings a lot. You know, we do that a lot. You know, of course we do. Pastor, we're in this earth suit. Well, of course we are. Amen. But you don't have to be prone to those things because you're spirit. You're spirit. You're more spirit than you are flesh. Your flesh is going to decay and your spirit's going to live forever. You are spirit man, spirit woman, spirit being. Praise God. That's who you are. That's who He is. And you're loved by Him today. Praise the Lord. You know, if you need prayer this morning, we want to pray for you. We want to agree with you. We want to lay hands on you. Amen. Hallelujah. Allow the Lord to just take whatever's going on with you and just eradicate that thing. Praise God. Amen. You don't need to be sick today. You don't need to be tired today. You don't need to be exhausted today. God refreshes us. I know He refreshes me. Praise the Lord. He'll refresh you. He's able to do that. You don't need to be carrying stress today or burdens today. You know, God just sets us free, and He just wants to minister His grace, His love to you today by the Spirit. Hallelujah. You know, some of you just do you good to pray in the Holy Spirit. I hope you do every day. Just take time and pray in the Spirit. Praise God. Allow that to build up. Amen. Why? Because the Bible says you're building up on your most holy faith. Amen. Anybody need prayer today? Come on up. We want to agree with you. We'll do that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If not, let's just lift our hands right where you are and say, Father, thank you today. Come on, say it out loud. Father, thank you today for your grace, for your word, for everything you provided for me. Lord, we live there. That's our dwelling place in faith today. Thank you, Jesus. I receive the favor that you provided. Lord, I receive the healing that you already provided. Lord, I thank you that you give me a desire for that word. Lord, thank you for your word. I will rightly divide it. I will stand on the truth. In Jesus' name, I am set free. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up shall be condemned. This is my inheritance. In Jesus' name, I'm blessed going in and I'm blessed going out. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, give me some praise. Amen. Wow. Praise the Lord. Guys, come back. Let's just celebrate God's love, goodness next week. Come out. Is there youth this week, Andrew? Youth this week. Come out if you're young. You can be a part of the youth group. So, amen. You'll be blessed by that Wednesday night. And just celebrate someone this morning. Turn around and greet somebody. Tell them you're loved by the Lord. They're loved by the Lord. Amen. Love you guys today. Praise the Lord.